Time and again, you've seen New York's former Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy join us here on Fox and Friends, carrying all 2,472 pages of the Obamacare bill, longer than the New Testament. And if you thought that looks heavy, imagine what it'll weigh with another 1,200 pages stacked on top. Because while you were enjoying the holiday yesterday, that's how many regulations were added to the health care law. Betsy is back this morning to explain what's inside. Dare we ask?
Well, here it is. The first 600 pages are rules that doctors who take Medicare have to know, or they won't get paid, or they'll even get whacked with penalties. So this is going to make it harder and harder for seniors to find a doctor willing to take Medicare. Plus, these rules are going to interfere in what your doctor can do for you. Let me give you an example. A big chunk of this is the physician quality reporting system.
Can I just say, thank you so much for reading this. You're the only one who has. Mm-hmm. You did it on Independence Day. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but just thank you.
You're welcome. So, this physician quality reporting system means that doctors have to report 18 numbers to the federal government for every senior they treat. And it's estimated that it can take as much as an hour and 48 minutes per patient, right? The regulators here say on average it's going to take 5.4 million hours a year. That's time that the federal government is stealing from doctors, nurses, and office personnel in offices all across this country, time that could be spent on patients. And it's going to interfere in what doctors can do for patients. Say an elderly woman comes in with a fractured wrist or shingles, right? And her doctor notices that she's overweight. So instead of just treating the big problem she came in with, that doctor's going to have to go over her diet and her plan to reduce her weight. Otherwise, the doctor's going to get whacked with a penalty, never mind what the patient actually needs in that very short visit.
What's also so intrusive, it's like asking you whether you have guns in your home. It's like none of their business. So this is more busybody stuff.
Okay, but and what about the freedom? These rules are suffocating Americans. Every department of the federal government is coming up with rules like this all the time. And the fact that this happened on Independence Day?
Yes.
Well, let's talk about that, because in 1776, when we rebelled against that tyrant, George III, and listed his crimes in the Declaration of Independence, one of them was that King George III had imposed so many rules on the colonists and sent swarms of officers, right, to enforce them. Well, it's happening again. This president ought to be reading these proposed regulations instead of playing golf, and maybe he'd see how this is making life impossible for Americans.
You are such a good American to do that. Thank you, Betsy.
You're welcome. Thank you
for coming on, and again, thank you for plowing through that. With the rest of us, we're swilling beer at the backyard barbecue. You were burning the midnight oil, reading what the actual regulations are. We appreciate it.
Thank you.